Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
What up, it's your boy Stone Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony Family Tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen, in the world full of followers, be proud to be different, be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women, everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'm going to ask you this, though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout-out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. You know, today is a show that kind of breaks my heart to do. But when you look at all the stories and everything that's been shared with me since I found out this atrocity, I had to do the show. This show truly touched my heart because there's many Canadians that truly give with an open heart, an open wallet, only to be taken and blocked and shut down from a true voice. And it's sad that many follow this show, and I helped build this show. So I apologize to the Canadian people to start my show this evening because I helped bring people to the show, and it tore my heart in two to find out, after I exposed the truth, how many patriots, how many people that gave money to What's Up Canada came forward and shared their stories. And you're going to hear one of them in a second here because I've got a tremendous man on my show from Black Sheep Truth Media. You know, with that being said, Carl Edward Fleury, how's it going, my brother?
I am doing very well, and hopefully everybody is doing good out there during these crazy times that we're experiencing here.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, the United States is, you know, I can't even speak today. The United States is under civil unrest. The National Guard is stepping in, and I got to tell you, it's a saddened time for the United States. You know, it breaks my heart being a man that's 55 years old. I never thought that I would ever relive this aspect of my life or walk these paths that we're on, but you can't deny it. We're here. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. You know, I spoke with the head of Anonymous the other day, and he said, be prepared for 12 days of darkness beginning yesterday, and he couldn't have been more on point, and he couldn't spoke the truth even better. You know, you have a tremendous media company. Why don't you let my global listeners get a little bile into who you are, Carl?
All right, you guys. Basically, I'm a very, very small media, and I'm also self-funded. I'm not going to say I never had any donations, but probably in the last 4 years, I probably got a couple thousand dollars altogether. But pretty well, everything is funded by the work that I do, because I'm a flooring installer and a construction kind of guy. So this is what funds my trip across the country. And basically, all I'm doing is informing and connecting people with reliable sources of information. I do a little bit of live media pretty well all over Canada, and in order to show people how crooked the mainstream media is. And I go around and I help, anyone that's actually worth helping, that are doing a truthful and a valuable thing, you know, for us. So that's pretty well all I'm doing. I'm pretty well just putting in my grain of sand. You know, I'm not in here to compete against any media. On the contrary, I encourage people and single individuals to create more media and more information, because this is definitely the problem that we do have, is the information and the indoctrination that comes from the television and the mainstream media. You know, hiding the truth to keep people stupid in order to be able to set up all these things that they're doing against the people from all countries, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I love your integrity because you go, I'm a kind of fill people in on my side. You know, most Americans that are listening and a lot of people that are around the world aren't really, you know, coherent to the tragedies and the adversities in Canada. But back in time, there was a convoy, and it brought a lot of Canadians together. It built up the Patriot movement. Several tremendous speakers, Jürgen Wohlrath, people like yourself and others, Jay Riddell, a lot of you all traveled across Canada to share the message and to help awaken people and share the truth about the country with them. You know, you had a moment where you got to meet Mr. Peters, Mr. Wayne Peters, and it wasn't, I mean, you appreciated what he did and what he was speaking about, but at that time, why don't you correlate your thoughts on what you took away after the convoy about Mr. Peters?
Well, maybe I'd like to start at the convoy. When I first got into this convoy, which is basically about a year and a half ago, and the convoy was leaving, for Red Deer. And when I first heard of the convoy, I was definitely wanted to get on it to do some media, and especially to get a lot of footage, which I did. I've got probably about 14 hours of footage that's been unreleased that no one has seen, because it was an amazing experience. When I first left Red Deer, then I met this awesome lady, and her name was Patricia. She was one of the first ladies that I've met there. And Wayne came along a little bit further. And then I met Wayne, and I, after a couple of days, and me and him got set up in the same hotel room, and, we related very well. I thought the guy was awesome, and the adventure kind of began there, and we kind of hung together throughout this trip, and people were pretty well used to see us together, you know, the tall guy and the short guy, later on after this convoy, things have changed. I'll take you there a little bit later. But the convoy was one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen. I've seen tens of thousands of people coming out in the streets in every little town and cities of Ontario. So this is basically what made this convoy. All the people from Ontario really deserve the credit of the success of this. Of this convoy. It was simply amazing. And this showed you right there how much people were looking for something to unite, as people. It was amazing. I'd love to send you all these videos eventually so you can see it for yourself. Some of this stuff will bring tears to your eyes. It was amazing. When we actually stopped in St. Catherine, Ontario, they actually greeted us with fireworks and a huge gathering in front of a mall with food, and it was like an incredible celebration. It was like Canada Day, like I haven't seen for years. I mean, this convoy was absolutely amazing, I gotta say. It did not bring much of a result for us, but what it did is it brought a lot of people together, and it really helped as far as bringing connections, as far as myself and many others to get connected with other people across this country, which is very important. Yes.
You know, it's beautiful because I came along long before the Canadian people ever even knew about me. And the thing of it is I had known Wayne Peters and some aspect in the sport world, and he wasn't as acclaimed as he takes credit for, but nonetheless, I still respected him. I still appreciated what he added, because in my field, if you add anything to it, I'm not going to knock you. I believe if one person just gives what they can, we can create a difference, we can make a change, and we can create unity, which I was told was a word that doesn't exist anymore by Wayne Peters. And make a long story short, I brought him on a couple of my shows here in the States, on my global syndicated radio show. And I shared the Canadian plight, and it broke my heart to hear what was going on in Canada, because that hadn't complexed itself here in the United States as of yet. And so I've told stories from all over the world, the plight of the Palestinian people, the African-American people from Africa, the people in Brazil and other countries, how horrific their life truly is. So I felt the need, the calling to share the plight of the Canadian people. And me and Wayne decided that it would be best that I become a part of What's Up Canada. And I agreed, which I generally don't correlate myself with other shows, but what I seen at that point and understood at that point, it was for the Canadian people. And I wanted to bring diversity. I wanted to bring different walks of life to that programming. And the Canadian people welcomed me with open arms and showed me a lot of love, and I appreciate that. Well, fast forward, you know, because I had interviewed many people, Mark Friesen, Jürgen Vollrath, Laura Lynn, Tyler Thompson, and many. And, you know, it touched my heart to hear each and every one of their stories. And then lately, I started seeing things kind of unfold. You know, I had been talking with a good friend of mine that was a friend of Wayne's for 20 years. And I started telling them some of the apprehensions that I had, some of the things that I was seeing. Because now people remember, I'm an administrator. I was an admin on What's Up Canada. So I see all the messages. I see all the things being conveyed from all over Canada and the world to Wayne. And I started to see some things that I really didn't like. So I started conveying this to a good friend of both me and Wayne's, and it started to show a picture of a man that wasn't the man that he portrayed himself to be. Now, before I start getting into Patricia's story, I kind of want to share a thought before we even go there, because we're going to share different things on tonight's show. But I want people, before they start listening to the stories and the things we're going to tell tonight, you know, if you look at the facts and you look backwards, you know, look to last summer when Patriots were being beat up by Antifa and Wayne Peters was filming these issues. But Wayne Peters himself was never beat up. Wayne never set the camera down to help a fellow patriot defend himself, but he was the first one to share the story. That's the part that I don't understand in life, because I tell you right now, I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese, Canadian, French, Russian, German, whatever. If you're one of my friends or one of my colleagues or just a regular person in life, and you're being beat up by more than one person, I don't give a damn about the story. I'm going to set down my equipment, and I'm going to help you fight. You know, and that lays really hard and heavy in my heart, because if you can do that, then what type of man are you? What does it say about you? Who are you truly correlated with? Now, people, keep that thought in your mind and in your heart. Because, Carl, there was a situation where Wayne Peters was hired to do a documentary of a young lady that was beat up in her own house. Wayne was hired by the mother, and he was given, you know, I don't know the exact amounts, and I don't want to make myself look like an ass, but he was hired to do this documentary. Why don't you go ahead and kind of fill in the blanks, because I don't want to get any of the calculations wrong in this thought.
Well, all right. Well, let's start at the beginning then. You know, let's say while we were on the United We Roll convoy, which is where I met Wayne, and from what I knew from Wayne, he has told us that he was going to get evicted from the place where he lived in Calgary, I mean, which is the kind of stuff that does happen, right? So no biggie on this one. And as we went along, you know, we've done the entire convoy. And when we came back, and by the time I came back with Wayne, me and him were pretty well affiliated. And like I said, people were used to see us together. We got along great. I thought the guy was awesome, you know. He taught me a few things also, and you know, I thought he was for real. But here's what happened after the convoy. So Patricia ended up, you know, giving Wayne a place to live for a while. And during this time, I mean, he made some kind of deal with her. I was waiting for him because we were going to get together and we were going to do some things. I just had finished coming up with an actual petition for the national anthem. And Wayne got a hold of me and wanted to leave across Canada. And I says, well, I don't want to leave across Canada. We just got back here, and there's, why would I want to go across Canada for, like, to give hugs and kisses? So I was planning on creating some conference, which I did. I created a conference in Lloydminster, which I brought some big people like Tom Quiggin, Rob Anders, Lauren Thompson, Jeff Fortin, and some gun experts. And so this is what I did. So in the meanwhile, you know, I was waiting for Wayne, and Wayne showed up in Lloydminster, in which we were going to do a few things, which you know, it really didn't work out. And then I got a call from Patricia. But prior to this, Wayne was gone to a rally in Hope, BC. So this is when I found out after that he made some kind of deal, because Patricia got a hold of me and asked me if I knew about it, which I didn't know anything. You know, he told me he had some funding for a trip, and I didn't know what this was all about. But I wasn't planning on going on any trip, all right, because it wasn't ready. There's no reason to go on a trip here. So, and he was telling me that some important people were depending on this stuff and all this crap. So I, from that point on, I disassociated with him. And then I found out from Patricia that he had agreed to do a job for her, basically to do some kind of media exposure and documentary over some of the issues that she was experiencing. Excuse my French, with her daughter. She's had some big trouble there that really stresses her out. You know, when it's your kid, it's really not fun. So. And so there was some money transfer, right up to $7,800, in which I have all the copies and everything, emails, text message, and all this kind of stuff. So I do have all the evidence of all this. And so anyway, she asked me if I knew anything about it, and I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't like when I heard it. So because once he got the money, he left her place and right away went on to a rally in OBC. And then he showed up in Lloydminster. So, and this is kind of when we went apart, and this is when I discovered the rest of it. So out of $7,800, she ended up getting on his case, and he sent her back $3,000, so which left a balance of $4,800. And from what I understand, he's also in possession of her Apple MacBook computer. And since this time, he's got her blocked. He's never got a hold of her. And has never gave her a dollar. So, you know, what I'd like to see is I'd like to see Patricia get her money back. Patricia is the only reason why WhatsApp Canada exists, because it did not have any money. So maybe the people who follow WhatsApp Canada, maybe should start a campaign. And, I mean, I'm not saying don't follow Wayne anymore, but this is what happened. And if you want to make it right, if you are a real patriot, because Patricia is a real patriot. And I'm going to tell you another something. Prior for me leaving to the United We Roll convoy, my van got hit and ran, you know, about 10 days prior for me leaving. So, of course, I couldn't deal with it since I was gone on a bus. So when I got back, I had to deal with all this trouble with my van, and they rolled off my van, so I had to buy another van. So I was short on money waiting for my insurance check, so I had nowhere to go for the first time since I was 17, I had no wheels. And Patricia came forward because I was short $1,500, and she says, I'm going to send you $1,500 right now. And she says, that's how good she is. And she says, you just pay me back as soon as you get your insurance check so you can get yourself back on the road. And, you know, And she did. I got, she sent me the money, and I sent her back the week after, and, you know, basically helped me out, you know, in a big way. So this is the kind of person we're dealing with here. Patricia is just amazing. She's a real patriot. She showed up on the United We Roll convoy, you know, with her backpack, and she's got her entire family against her, you know, and she wanted to see what this was going to be all about, and she showed up. Only reason why I did not expose Mr. Peters earlier, it's because Patricia didn't want me to do it, because otherwise her family would laugh at her, you know.
Yeah.
Basically.
Understand.
So that's pretty fucking sad.
Yeah. Well, you know, the complexity of just ripping off one person and to be able to live with it, you know, that's just not right in any means. But I'm going to kind of fill in some of the, you know, the story after that. Okay, so I became an admin on What's Up Canada. I brought several high-profile people onto the show What's Up Canada. I came and I talked about compassion, unity, you know, creating a bond with each other, because we're all we truly have to rely on. And I did a show, and you may take offense to this, others may take offense to this, but as with you, I've got facts, as I have a Facebook business account. I know who reported me. I know who filed infringements on me and things of this nature. I did a show with Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, a lady that I believed in my heart was for the Canadian people. And I sent you that episode, and on that episode, she backtracks from supporting the LGBTQ, I mean, advocating against LGBTQ, let me get that straight. And I called her out in the middle of the show, and I said, wait a minute, you're the number one advocate against LGBTQ for what they're doing to our children and the Canadian children. And she retracted and said, well, I have a few friends who are gay. Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, you made a mistake. You retracted it. Okay, only to come to find out that after the show, I was banned from social media. I had two copyright infringements filed against me by Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, one for a link of her video that I shared. I didn't rip it. I shared it. And the other was against the link for my radio show, which I'm only governed by the FCC here in the States. I'm not governed by Facebook or anybody in that aspect. Nobody can do nothing to my show but the American government. And in 24 hours, I had 213,000 complaints filed against my page. And I was supposedly put on a 30-day ban, which by the time I finally got a hold of the Facebook business, I accrued 84 additional days. And so I'm going, they're just trying to remove my account. They're just trying to remove my account. And I kept trying to get a hold of them. But due to COVID, at first I wasn't able to get through. And then I finally got through and I found out. And I didn't even know at this point in time that I can find out who filed grievances against my business account. Well, I was shocked. You know, for what was done to me was terrible. My name was spread in gamer rooms worldwide to attack me. And I brought this up on other shows and even on my lives. The sad thing about it is I was one of the first shows in America to bring an open UFC gay fighter onto my show. I've brought several other homosexual aspects of and communities into my network because, you know what, they're people just like we are. I have nothing against homosexuals. As long as you're an adult, you have a right to choose. And
that's
it's
right.
Not my right to judge them. You know, they have a choice in life. That's their decision. And as a fighter in the sport, I'm not going to take that from you. I'm going to share your story as a journalist. I'm going to share both sides. Well, we get to 30 days and I'm still banned. But I'm talking to this person that was a friend of Wayne's for 20 years, and I've kept him up to date on everything that I've seen, because still at this point, you got to remember, I'm still seeing notifications. I just can't comment, post, or like anything or share anything. And one day I told this person, I said, you know what? I've never gone into the inbox before, but I'm going to go into the inbox. And I went into the inbox of What's Up Canada, and I got to tell you, brother, my jaw hit the ground. To see the word comrade being used, to see affiliations with anti-hate groups that they supposedly don't like, but yet they belong to, whether it's with their name or under a fictitious name, as you and I both know, they both have multiple accounts. I have two accounts, Donald McGuire and Don McGuire. Both of my pages are public. They've never been private. I've never had nothing to hide. If you got something to say to me, you could bring it to my page, and I'll debate. If I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong, and I will apologize. You know, in journalism, Carl, you know as well as I do, transparency is the key to success. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, for most, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, from what I saw in this inbox with several patriots and several donors that had given money time after time after time, only to be ridiculed, to be called names, and then to be blocked. And I started seeing a cycle of what was going on. I still continue to do a couple shows with What's Up Canada, because I said I would do them. Even though I was on ban, I was able to do the shows because I got a link via my inbox to join their What's Up Canada page. And so I did so. And the last show I did with Anonymous. And I got to tell you, in the inbox, Wayne takes credit for me, you know, for Anonymous coming on the first time. He took credit for Anonymous coming on the second time. That was somebody I brought to the show. You know, that was somebody that it took me months to get where I am. I mean, because you can't just reach the top of an organization in just a few days. It just doesn't happen that way. And to gain the trust to have them come on, this, you know, they've been around since 2002. And this was their actual first interview since 2002. And I shared that with the Canadian people. And I went on and I read these messages in the inbox, and he refers to himself as a king. He refers to himself as David versus Goliath. But yet he ridicules people in these messages. And anybody that spoke out against him or asked him or disagreed with him was blocked. And I didn't understand this. And meanwhile, think about it. I'm still on ban. The day that I get off of, you know, I'm supposed to come off of my ban, I'm talking with a couple patriots. And this is probably about, I don't know, maybe the phone call probably started about 5:30 in the U.S. Central Time. And about 5:28, I get a notification saying that I was removed as an admin from What's Up Canada. Okay, I'm good with that, bro. I mean, I'm good with that because I already knew it was coming, because when I looked at the correlation, the affiliation, Laura Lynn says she doesn't know Wayne. That's fine. I know they do, because Wayne brought Laura Lynn on my show. So they can say they don't know each other all they want. They can say that they're not affiliated in any way, which I know is a falsity, because I never knew of Laura Lynn until Wayne Peters introduced me to her. So I'm sitting there and I'm fuming. I hadn't did a post yet, even though I was out of Facebook jail. And I decided, you know what? It was time for me to share my thoughts and how I feel about What's Up Canada and the things that I had seen. And about a third of the way into my live, Wayne Peters tries to message me, asking me, what the fuck, bro? And I'm in the middle of my live, so I'm not going to stop doing my live. And if you watch my live, you'll even see the gentleman that I'm speaking of just tried to contact me. Okay, make a long story short, what I said, I don't lie, so what I said on that live was the truth. It came from my heart. And I wanted the Canadian people to know. I wanted other patriots to know. You know, because I would get friend requests from Canadians. And I asked Wayne, who are these people? Because I don't know everybody. And I don't want to, let Antifa or ISIS or another aspect onto my page that will dismantle or try to destroy me or What's Up Canada. And I got a friend request from a lady named Connie Whitaker. And I asked Wayne. He says, oh, no. Don't add her. She's bad. And so I was like, okay, cool. Then I get a friend request from a gentleman named Jay Rydell. And I asked Wayne about it. And he says, no, he's nothing but a convoy has been. He has nothing to add to the fight. So I believe Wayne. You know, because I'm in constant communication with Wayne and Derek. They talk to me every day, 4 or 5 times a day at this point from each location they're at. You know, and I started to see an issue with that too, because every place that they stayed at, they outwore their welcome. And then they would block the patriot or the person that they stayed at, they would block them. And I just couldn't put all this together. Well, one thing I did do was I took a screenshot from my email from Facebook, because I have a business account, letting me know at what time and what day I was removed as an admin. So he gets a hold of a good friend of mine that is Wayne's friend of 20 years. And Wayne asked him, what the hell is Don doing? What the hell is Don up to? And he goes, I just removed him 3 minutes ago, so he's lying. So our mutual friend sent him the screenshot from 5:28, which was probably a little over 2 hours, 2.5 hours later. And our mutual friend said, that's a long 3 minutes, bro. And so he blocked a brother of 20 years because he got caught in a lie. And because of that lie, several people have came out, and I'm not going to use their names, but there's one particular young lady that is a real patriot, if you ask me, and I'm not going to bring up her name because she's already been attacked enough. If you go on a certain post, you'll see where Derek and them admit to the computer. They admit to the money with Patricia, and they try to blame this mutual friend of Mia Wayne's. They were at that person's house, and they said, well, we were hoping you were going to take the computer and take it to Patricia. Well, that's the computer for one thing, and our mutual friend has nothing to do with that, but where's the money? You know, you don't take money from somebody to do a job and not do the job. But they tried to put the blame on him when they drove right by our driveway. And so that even tore me up even more. And then, like I said, you go to this young lady, constantly sharing their show, constantly on their feeds, constantly sharing information. And on this thread, they physically attack her. They attack her with words. They attack her in a post on Wayne Peters' page. And they try to belittle her. They try to belittle the amount of money that she's given. Why is it that...
Yeah.
Wayne Peters feels that he can take money from people who don't have very much already, Carl. Why is it that he feels that he can take money from these people and just throw them away like they're trash?
I don't know. Maybe because he can get a job. Like, you know, Mr. Peter, that was the first time I seen him at a United We Roll convoy. He basically had no experience in activism, maybe a little, with the yellow vest. So, I don't know, man. You know, right now the evidence shows that everything he's doing is basically about himself. And I mean, I admire that he brings out information, but I mean, for what reason are you doing it? And I mean, you know, and as far as him owing the money to Patricia, I mean, that's all fine. But I mean, be a man and get a hold of her and make some arrangements. Give her $20 a month, or talk to her. You know, she's a nice person. You know, you shouldn't be running with it. Like, you know, she is the reason why WhatsApp Canada does exist. She's the reason why he was able to go all over and start his little thing, because he didn't have anything. So, you know, to me, I don't really care what Mr. Peter does. What I care about and what I'd like to see is I'd like to see Patricia get her money back somehow, whether it's on slow payments or whether it's in one shot, and somebody to admit his mistakes and make it right. You know, be a man, basically. That's all I'd like to see.
I personally don't think he knows what it is to be a man. I've seen patriot after patriot, donor after donor, since my life that have spoken up, and there's been quite a few. And I know people that have corresponded with me quite a bit and said, I was going to send him this much more money, but I'm not going to do it anymore. You know, it breaks my heart because Canada has some tremendous patriots. They have, they have some of the most tremendous patriots I've ever met, and they have some of the most kind-hearted, giving souls that I've ever seen.
Definitely.
You know, and to take advantage of people that have so little and treat them like they don't exist is what breaks my heart. My show has never been about me. My show will never be about me. And it's not the reason I do it. You know, I'm upfront. I'm transparent. I will tell you, my sponsors pay my show, my radio cost, my airtime, a year in advance. I make no money off of my show. I make absolutely zero. And
same as me, man. It costs me nothing but money, and but I'm fine with it. And I don't ask people to give me money. Some people send me money. Hey, yeah. I don't remember last time I had money. Last year, Black Sheep Truth Media has made $36 over a little bit of merchandise that I sold. And I mean, but it will not keep me from keep going. And I do travel all across Canada, and I'm still going to be doing it. And like I said, I fund myself by working. I'm basically just doing my grain of sand. My company is not a registered company. It's basically a public society owned by the Canadian people, because I do it for the kids, you know. To me, we need many people to put their grain of sand in there, and we need people to quit looking for leadership and start becoming leaders themselves and create more leaders. And we have to be honest, otherwise it completely defeats the purpose of what we are fighting for. You know, some people tell me, well, you know, you just want to divide people. Well, I says, of course I want to divide. I want to divide, you know, the corruption with the good people. So, you know, and I enjoy dividing these kind of people because it defeats the purpose altogether. So, and people have the right to know. I mean, some people are going to be, you know, mad about this show today. But, I mean, it is what it is. And some people are going to be happy to learn the information. So, and if someone would have been honest and done what you're supposed to do and be a man, we wouldn't be having this show right now. And I don't enjoy having to come here on this show and pass this information. I let things go for, you know, for about a year and a half, I threw a couple hints earlier on my Facebook when this all began, and after this, I pretty well let it go. And because I knew that the truth was going to come out anyway, and there was going to be more people. So, you know, the truth is the only thing that will save everybody's asses. So, you know, why don't you stay honest and go along with that? Otherwise, we can't change anything.
Well, you're exactly right. And it's not exposing. Well, it is exposing people, but if you don't take the rotten apple out of the bushel, then you destroy the whole bushel. You defeat the purpose of what a patriot is. Because if you allow one person to destroy what many have built, not many Canadians or any aspect are going to pay you any attention or give you any respect for what you're doing. You know, Canada is in a bad place. You've got the Chinese, you've got the Muslims, you've got Trudeau and his affiliation with Soros. And I mean, it's just, you can never imagine, but when you break Canada down, it's really becoming a third world country by the time Trudeau is going to be done with it. So we need the true patriots. We need the real patriots that are going to stand up and fight. You know, I got a message from a lady, Tara. I don't know her. I know she was an admin that was on What's Up Canada at one point in time. But she sent me a message saying that she knew this was going to come out. She knew the truth was going to be told. Called Wayne an egomaniac and said that she knew one day that he would cut his throat. I mean, I've got hundreds of inbox messages from people that have donated to What's Up Canada. And they have been talked down to, denigrated, and they don't understand why. They don't even have a clue why. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Look at this picture the way I paint it and the way I know it, because I talk to Wayne 4, 5, 6, 7, sometimes 10 times a day. He's living off of other patriots. Y'all are giving him a place to stay, which there's nothing wrong. He's eating your food, which there's nothing wrong with that, because you opened your house and you opened your heart to somebody that you believed in. But he wears out his welcome, and he gets blocked. You know, why is this a 51 or 52-year-old man collecting money off the backs of Canadians, living off of Canadians? He's been offered jobs. I've spoken to his exes. I've spoken to other people in his life. He's been offered jobs. He refuses them. But yet, he would rather live on somebody's couch or in somebody's house for free instead of getting a job like the rest of the patriots. You know, why hasn't Canada caught on to this aspect of Wayne Peters until now?
Well, because he's pretty good at it. What can I say? I mean, when you've got me, I thought the guy was awesome until I found out what I found out, and that was it for me. Because, I mean, myself, you cannot buy me. Like, you know, it's not about money. If I wanted, you know, money, because I used to have a lot of money, all I have to do is go back to work full time. I can work pretty well anywhere I want with the skills that I do have, but I chose to instead, you know, give myself to what I'm doing. Because in the end, all the money and all the rest of it is really not worth anything, you know. Other than your freedom and your country is worth a lot more than all this monetary stuff that they got out there. They only created this stuff so you and I can run and make money for corporations. So, you know.
Let me ask you this, and I'm probably going to put you between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah,
you know, there was a document that was created, and Wayne Peters and What's Up Canada took the credit. They PDF that they sent it out to thousands of Canadians to get them to sign this. What are your thoughts? Because what I got in return was, this was the death sentence for many Canadians. This was a bad aspect for Canadians to sign and take a hold. But what is your thoughts, Carl, as you are a true patriot? What are your thoughts as Black Sheep Media, you know, about this document that Wayne Peters put into circulation?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen his document, and I've never looked at any of the stuff that he's been doing in the last year and a half. I completely forgot about Wayne Peters. I'm not interested in seeing what he's doing. So I've never seen the document. And he's took a page of some of the stuff that we were doing, because I was doing PDFs like already 3 years ago, and all the stuff's out there for you to see. And I've started, you know, petitions in which, you know, you got to sign with blue ink. And the stuff's all out there for people to see. Because I don't believe in online petition, they basically just gather data. So they're actually good. If you want to create some attention and you want to pick up some data, you know, in order to create an email system, which we do have a data system that we started a long time ago. So we were a little bit ahead of the game, because we've been doing this kind of stuff for probably about 4 years now. So we've learned as we went, as we still are learning right now, you know. And from the United We Roll, what we got is a bunch of new patriots, right? A lot of people just came out of that. Just came out of this convoy, and you couldn't really associate it with them. There was quite a few taking advantage of this situation in order to get themselves a little fame, a little money. And I mean, it's always going to happen. So it's for the people out there. It's for them to be able to see and keep their eyes open and know the difference. I mean, you know.
I didn't know of this gentleman, and I didn't hear it from you. I've heard it from many others. I believe his name is Pat, a gentleman that was on the convoy that kind of took a lot of people's money and did the same thing. You know, and Wayne and Pat were correlated in many, many ways. You know, it breaks my heart, because you're a true patriot. Jay's a true patriot.
Yeah, I'm just doing my grain of sand.
Yeah, I mean,
Jay's a great guy, you know.
And I'm sure this show is breaking his heart, because, you know, I did eventually accept his friend request. And the funny story about that, Wayne was at his house before he made his way to where he's at now. And, you know, Jay said, we were on FaceTime, me and Wayne, and Jay said, when are you going to accept my friend request? And I kind of looked at Wayne like, because he had told me that Jay was nothing but a convoy has-been and not to accept his friendship. And so Wayne said, go ahead. So I added Jay to my page. You know, I didn't know any of these people, like I said. So it kind of caught me off guard that Wayne had downplayed Jay so much. And then I see him at his house. So I figured they may have patched things up. You know, so there's a lot of parts that I didn't even know, and every place that Wayne has always been, I've always met the people from Dolores to whoever, and all these people were beautiful people. Everybody that I've ever met in Canada, with the exception of Wayne and Derek, you know, we even gave Derek the benefit of the doubt and stood up for him and didn't believe he had anything to do with this until he himself went on the attack of many donors and many people that backed up, you know, What's Up Canada. And I didn't want to believe it, but these were from his own words, you know, and his own writings, and it broke my heart, because my show is called The Fighter's Voice. A patriot is a fighter. They're going to fight to their dying breath. They're going to fight
for what
they believe in. They're going to fight for their country. They're going to fight for the people and their rights and freedoms. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit and let a con man take money from Canada and have them think that he is doing them justice. I seen it perplex. I was a part of it. I watched it play out. But the thing that pissed me off the most was Patricia and him blocking. And I hope you don't mind me saying this, homie, but I need to say it because I want people to know the truth. There's a great man in the name of Brian Holderson that was blocked by Wayne. Because Wayne got caught in a damn lie. And if you can throw away a friendship of 20 years over your lie, then how can anybody support you? How can anybody believe in you? How can anybody trust you? You know, I noticed an ego change in him. I noticed a change in his show content. But what surprised me most of all, and Canadians, if you want the proof, I will inbox you the proof. But Derek Story himself, you've seen this, Carl, I believe.
Yeah,
Derek
I've seen
Story
it.
Himself sent me 3 links to 3 different pages to go like. One was Anti-Hate Canada. The other two, I can't remember the names of them, but they were all 3 Antifa pages. Now, why would someone who calls himself my brother, my fellow patriot, invite me into Antifa groups? Now, remember what I said at the beginning of the show. Think to last summer when I think his name is John, the old man John, was getting beat up and was knocked out. Why was Wayne filming that and not being attacked himself?
I don't know.
Why am I being asked to be added to Antifa groups? The reason I bring this up is because in life, Carl, you know as well as I do as a journalist, there's people that ride the rail. There's people that ride their own narrative. What does it mean to you to be a true patriot?
Just to be honest, man, pass information, which is what we need the most. And, you know, furthermore, I appreciate everybody out there. You know, they have created an anti-social world and a corrupted world, and we need to put it back together, and we certainly cannot put it back together by, by doing the opposite. So, otherwise, we're fighting for nothing, basically. Yeah.
Now, you chose to be a patriot. You chose to share the atrocities of your country, and you chose to do it on your dime. If you had to give a statement to Canada about how much you love them, how much you respect them, how much you appreciate the values of what it's like to be a Canadian, what would that statement be, my brother?
Well, that statement would be that, you know, I could say whatever I could say to please everyone, but the rest basically comes down to actions. So people who've seen what I do and understand what I do, that speaks for itself right there. All I'm doing, like I said, is I'm putting in my grain of sand, and I'm hoping to see more people doing it. And I mean, I'm basically only doing the duty for my country. I do it for the kids, because if there was no kids, I wouldn't be doing it. Because half the adults should be wiped out, as far as I'm concerned. But the kids need us. You know, we've had people fight for our freedoms earlier. This is why we were able to enjoy many, many, many good years. And now it's our turn to do it, you know. And it's a duty that we have. And, I mean, everybody can get involved into this. You don't need to show to an event or to be in the street to do so. But anybody, right down to the little old lady on a wheelchair, she can pass information, talk to people. The information is probably one of the most important thing that we need. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it is the second most valuable thing after human life. So we're all in this together. There's nobody's going to save you. There's not one person or one politician who's going to do it all for you. The people are the actual power. All they need to do is make sure that they're not divided, not distracted, and stay away from indoctrination. and make as many friends as possible. Don't fall into the racism narratives. We all know, you know, that's what I was created for. Don't fall into the labeling system. You know, get to know people and see for yourself whether it's good or bad. There is no left or right. There's only the good and the bad. And maybe you can have the idiot with this. But that's pretty well all it is. I like to keep everything simple. And, you know, I love, you know, everybody. You know, I'm sad that we're having this thing today. And I'm hoping that Mr. Peters will become a man and fix all those issues. And then I will give him all the respect that he deserves if he does so.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I can say, man. It sucks, but I'd like to see Patricia get her money. She's a great patriot. She's amazing. She bought me some Wi-Fi while I was over there too. She is, you know, she'd be a very easy person to take advantage of. I can tell you that because she has a big heart, and for the right reasons. So, you know, I don't know what else I could say, man.
Bro, I get it because. There's people like Patricia all over Canada. I've got story after story, but I'm not going to share every one of them.
I know a few stories also myself. And, I mean, I'm not out there to create a bunch of trash for everybody. Like I said, all I'd like to see right now, I'd like to see this issue being solved. I'd like to see Mr. Peter turn around and reevaluate his actions and become a force, you know. In this country, because he could do very well, he has to first of all keep it away from being all about himself, you know, and if he does so, he'll get everything he needs to do it.
You know, and I agree with you. You know, I'm the type of man on my walk that if you correct the problem, I'll be the first to extend the olive branch.
Yes.
I'll be the first to shake your hand. You know, I believe that Wayne got started in all of this for all the right intents and purposes. But I believe he saw the money that he could make. I believe that he saw the power. And I've been in journalism for almost 17 years. I've been in the sport for a little over 23 years. You know, I know what an ego can do to you. I know how an ego can change a man. Wayne,
yes.
Make things right with Patricia. Make things right with all the people that donated to you and that you blocked. And I'll be the first one to extend my hand.
Yeah, and they will most likely forgive him, you know. But if you keep on running and blocking and taking, I mean, you know, it's a dead end for you, man. So, you know, put your skills to good use. You know,
yeah.
And enjoy and cherish all the good people that are helping you out. You know,
that's all we're asking. That's what today's show was about. Make up what's right, because you can be a good man. You were once a good man, and you can unite people. But bro, you got to
yes,
make
you can.
Things right with the people that you've done wrong. And I gotta tell you, Carl, I'm speechless with how many people he's done wrong. I'm speechless with how many people in Canada are sharing documents with me to help get them out because they feel they can no longer go to What's Up Canada or Wayne Peters. I don't.
Well, he can change all this. He can change all this and make amends and fix it all up and. And this can become a thing of the past, you know. That's all he needs to do. Because, I mean, shit happens. Everybody makes mistakes. But in the end, we'll know whether Wayne is good or bad. Is he all good or is it all bad? So we'll find out later. So.
Well, there's a call on the board, bro. I don't know if you're cool with me taking a phone call because it might be
something. Oh, yeah.
All right, well. If they bash us, I'll hang up. If not, we'll go ahead.
I do not care.
You're on the Fighter's
if
Voice.
If they bash us, I'll hang up. If not, we'll go ahead.
You're on the Fighter's Voice. Caller, if you don't reply, I'm going to put you back on mute. Well, obviously they just are listening in or don't want to reply. But that's fine. You know, I left them on hold, and they can hear out the rest of the show. You know, Carl, I think it's tremendous what you and many patriots are doing there. I commend you for coming on the show, because I know there's going to be flack about this show.
Yeah. Well, and I don't enjoy doing it, but it had to be done. And I'd like to see Patricia get her money. And I'd like to see her get an apology, because she's, you know, she's really awesome. I mean, it's not what we're supposed to do, is to look after each other. And I mean, and I'm hoping Wayne turns around and fix it up, because this is not about trashing him. This is about getting them to deal with these things and get back on track. I mean, because he can do a lot of good if he does. If not, well, he's the one that's going to pay for it. Well, what else can I tell you?
Yeah. You know? Well, it broke my heart that we had to do today's show, brother. It really does. And, you know, because first you got a man that was his friend of 20 years confronted him with a lie that he was caught in, and he blocked him like it wasn't anything. You know, people say that I'm doing my show to gain followers. Well, let's get one thing clear, people. I get over 1 million live listens a show to begin with. My show is worldwide. I help build What's Up Canada. So if anybody's going to gain any listeners, it's What's Up Canada. I don't even care that I have as many, you know, live listens that I do, because that's not what I do my show about. My show is like the Patriots. I do it for the future. I do it from my heart. I do it to make a difference in this world, to share the truths, the adversities, and the problems that exist in our life. You know, Carl, Canada was once ahead of us in dismay and adversity. But as you've seen the last couple of days, the United States is falling apart. We have civil unrest. You know, what can Canadians do to prepare themselves for what is coming?
Well, I would think that the best thing that he could do is socialize as much as possible and make sure that the antisocial world doesn't come in, because this is the only way that they can actually go after us. You know, we need to unite as human beings to begin with, and you know, forget about this indoctrination and forget about all this technology, and because they're using it against us. So, you know, we need to be humans. Basically, right now, we're basically programmed robots in the human flesh, soon to be replaced by real robots, you know, the way we're going. So we need to preserve humanity. And, you know, we need to do a lot more loving than hating, you know. So
yeah.
Otherwise, that's the end for us.
Yeah. Canadians, please use America as an example right now. You know, they tried the race card in the beginning. That didn't work. They tried to impeach Donald Trump. That didn't work. They came out with COVID-19. That didn't work. Then they perpetuated the race card again with the killing of Floyd. And God rest his soul. But what is happening now is Soros is funding Antifa all across the United States. They're busting them into other states, and causing devastation and looting. They're creating aspects that, you know, anger the crowd and perpetuate them into destroying our communities. We have complete cities that have more people in them than Canada does in a whole. We have states that have as many, you know, people in them as Canada does as an entire country. That will never exist again, because their entire infrastructure has been burnt to the ground. All the stores have been looted. Police are being beat up. People are being killed all because they don't want Donald Trump to be president. You
supposedly,
know, Carl, I
have
a question to ask you before we kind of wrap things up here. You know, Trudeau has taken money from China. He's letting, the Muslim-Islam aspect into Canada. Now he's conjoined with a force with Donald Trump, the United Kingdom, to take down communist China and Hong Kong. How can a man that takes so much money from China and has given up so much of Canada to China, how can he now stand up and fight against them? What do you think his reasonings for that are?
Well, he can't. That's basically another diversion and part of the game. I mean, Justin Trudeau basically has no power. He's basically just a little muppet that follows orders. You know, it's all ran by the globalist bankers. And so, and sadly, most of our country who believe in a political system believe that if you get rid of Trudeau, the problems are going to be over. But the way the system is designed, is it really doesn't matter who you're going to be voting for, because you're going to get the same thing. Look all around you, people of Canada. Everything that we do have and we experience right now is the result of our voting in the last few years, whether it was conservative or whether it was liberal. I mean, they all in there right now looking for their seat in the UN, and that includes the Conservative Party. What we do need is a system that actually respects our constitution, you know. And sadly, most of our people in the country don't really know what a constitution is. So I got to give, it up, thumbs up to my United States friends who actually, you know, are using the constitution, for their own benefit in order to fight. We need our constitution here. Because the people of Canada own this country. The government does not own anything other than what we give them, you know. And under our constitution, I mean, income tax is illegal. Interests are illegal. And, I mean, I can go on and on. So,
well, it's the same here, brother. It's the same here because people just, even myself, people just realized in the last few years that all of our income tax, the 1040A form was created, you know, and we pay income tax off of our work, and that money goes directly to the United Kingdom. So when you connect all the dots, you start finding the truth. You know, Canada, wake up. The coronavirus is a fraud. I'm not saying that people aren't dying, but they're not putting the flu numbers in there either. And how many know, as videos that have been shared and seen, that doctors are just letting patients die. They're not taking care of them, you know, and Trudeau himself thinks that the elderly are disposable. You know, you guys think that you don't want Trudeau there, but you're better off with Trudeau being there, because if you take out Trudeau, then you got Chrystia Freeland, who played a role in the part of the fall of Venezuela, who is being paid by George Soros. You know, you've got a, that woman is a devil. You know, Carl, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I know it was very hard for you, my brother, to
come. Well, I drove, the reason why you couldn't get a hold of me earlier is because I was like 100 kilometers exactly from service. I was like way out in the bush. So I had to drive about 100 Ks so I can do this and make a few phone calls. There's no cellular reception and no internet where I'm at. So,
well, we have another call. I'm going to take it. I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll go ahead and try. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Yeah, you're on the air with the Fighter's Voice.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I could be better.
Yeah, I could be
better.
Could
be worse, too.
We could all be better. USA and Canada could both be better.
Well, I know who this is. We're good.
You probably do. I'm not going to speak to anything that you're talking about tonight, but am going to speak to patriots that really truly give with their heart for one reason, and it's to help.
Yeah, it really is.
For people to get called down and trashed is really painful for everyone, whether it be USA or Canada, when we're all in this together.
You know, I have to agree with you.
And it's really painful for people that have been donating and fighting since day one to get belittled and trashed on social media.
Yeah, it's heart-wrenching. It really is heart-wrenching. Because people that can't make it to the road, you know, to the fight, to the protest, to the rallies.
That's right.
In their heart, they want to be there, so they monetarily give, only to
so
be trashed.
So what do they do? When you live in the bush, I live in the bush, and there's no one in my area that will rally. I will literally get run over on the highway if I stand out there with a sign. And why would other people in my situation go put themselves in harm's way? So what I do is I help. And I have helped a lot.
Let me ask you a question.
I've been blocked, belittled. I've had messages. I've had death threats. You name it, I've had it. And all I ever wanted to do was help make a better country.
Yes.
And to watch a really good patriot that donates a lot, that doesn't have a lot, get called names, that's breaking my heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's breaking all of our hearts because it's that I know that person that you speak of, and that person is confused. That person doesn't understand why. That person truly has a clean heart, a clean conscience, and just wants to help in the fight because she's unable to do so. She's truly given what she can, and she truly wants to make a difference. And to be belittled like she was on social media was just uncalled for. It was unjust.
It was really bad.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Really, really bad. And I'm going to say it. I probably shouldn't because I'll probably take flack for it, and that's okay. But for Brian to get called out, that was really bad. Like, I don't know how we're going to unify when we all can't get along. Like,
well,
somebody,
we can get along. There's a lot of people.
I've been down this road. I've been taken advantage of. I got phone calls at 3:00 in the morning from Switzerland, from the Bilderberg conference, saying that they needed my credit card to get out of their hotel. I've been that girl that woke up my friends in the middle of the night because I don't have a credit card. I have a pay-as-you-go credit card. And I was that girl that got taken advantage of and didn't see it at the time. It took me a very long time to figure out that I was getting used. And every time I got a phone call or a text saying, you need to do this, you need to do that, I did it because I believed. And
I live
in the country, but I need to help. But I got so screwed over by so many people And then I'm the one that gets terrible messages. I'm not here to beat up Wayne. I'm not here to beat up Derek. I'm not here to beat up anybody at all. I believe this country needs to unify. But I do believe that people need to be honest. Just be honest. How hard is it to put your heart on your sleeve and be honest?
Carl, would you like to touch on that?
Well, she's totally right on what she's saying. And, I mean, it is heartbreaking because there is many, you know, people like herself who are really taking this thing at heart and are willing to help with whatever they do have. And, I mean, these people should be more than respected. I mean, you should cherish these people. They're amazing. Anyone who does anything, whether you're giving or whether, you know, there's so many ways that you can help. It's not just about money. But, I mean, these people that are pulling that hard to come by money out of their pockets to help out, you know, patriots are amazing people. I mean,
when the country is on lockdown and no one can work, no one can go to work. Well, no, I'm not saying no one, but essential people can go to work. Now they're starting to open things up again, but they weren't. So when people are locked in their homes with their families and they still give, because they believe in the cause, then you get belittled and trashed. There's something wrong with this. We become bitter. And you know what? I got into this from the very get-go of the convoy, and I don't want to be bitter. I want to be helpful. I started as a helping friend to everyone. I will help anyone till my dying day. It's in my DNA. And to watch people get used over and over and over, the same people too, that's the worst part. That's just wrong. And,
but let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and I don't mean to interrupt you. But you were also blocked and put under scrutiny, even though you gave your last dollar. Am I correct?
Yeah, I certainly did get blocked. You bet.
And
I've been blocked by many people.
See, Carl, this is what I'm talking about. This is not helping the patriots.
And I can tell you, Don, that I have raised the better part of $20,000, and I will tell you that I have about $123 in my bank account, but I'm the first person to step up and help anyone. And that's the
You're a beautiful person.
Strike me dead back.
You know, I appreciate you calling and sharing, you know, the
I don't want to see anybody be belittled. I don't want to see anybody get taken advantage of. I don't know what's going on with Wayne and Derek. I am not going to speak about that. That's up to them to I don't know what's going on. I really don't. But I can tell you that I got really taken advantage of by one Mr. K. I'll just say it like that. And
let me ask you a question.
One of my really good friends got thrown under the bus, and people lumped him into that because they went across Canada together. And there was a lot of people that threw him in that same category, and it wasn't true. And all the money in the beginning went to one person's email transfer, had nothing to do with the other person. They didn't even understand what was in the account. and he got trashed across this country.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I'm not going to reveal your name, and because I know who you are exactly, and it's nobody else's right to know. But you know for a fact that I was removed at 5:28 p.m.
And yes, I do.
Two hours later, a tremendous patriot, a man that gave those two that I'm speaking of a place to stay, filled their tank up, fed them, did many other things for them, was called a liar for defending and sharing the proof, and was called a liar and attacked and blocked for doing so. Am I portraying a false picture to the Canadian people in that respect?
You're certainly not, because I was actually talking to you at the time.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate you calling in.
I'm not going to burn bridges, and I want to fight for Canada just like everybody else. But honesty is honesty, and, you know, we all are in this fight together. Like,
that's right.
In my world, I have no borders. I believe that England, Ireland, every country is in this exact same fight that we are all in.
Yeah.
You're right.
And I don't see a line. I don't see a border. I see people. And we've all been fighting for the same cause, but I don't want to see people get hurt along the way, and that's what breaks my heart. And people are getting hurt.
That's one of the main reasons why I did the show today, because many people are getting hurt, and it's not necessary. Right now is a time that the Patriots really need to stand together to fight for the Canadian people and to bring the truth to the Canadian people and help Canada regain their rights. I truly appreciate you calling in. I'm going to put you back on mute, and then you can listen to the rest of the show, but I'm going to wrap things up with Carl,
I'm going to step out, Don. I just wanted you guys to know that I love everybody in this movement. I really do. I truly, with my whole heart, I love everybody in this movement. I just don't want to see people fighting. I just want unity. That's it. Arm in arm, brother, sister, mother, father, children. That's it. Is it that hard?
No. Carl, is anything you want to add to this caller before we let them go?
Yeah, well, 100% agree with what you just said. I mean, we're all in this together, and, I mean, we're going to fight together for the right reason. And, of course, along the way, we're going to run into some negatives. We need to stick with the positive, because there's a lot of positives. There's even positive that comes out of all negatives. So, you know, the goal is to stay positive, because there's a lot we can do if we stick together, you know.
I'm going to let you guys go. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Happy Sunday to everyone, and God bless you all.
God bless you.
Hey, God bless. Thank you so much.
You know, I like that caller because, you know, she speaks the truth. You know, the Patriots are great people. The fight needs to be unified. Carl, on your final statement of the show, what would you like to add to the discussion we had today, brother?
Well, maybe one thing I'd like to say is, like I was saying earlier, don't look for leadership, too hard. I mean, become a leader yourself and create other leaders, because in most cases, when you're looking for leadership, you're going to be taken advantage of. So You know, we the only way we can win is with teamwork, you know. So there's, like I said, there's not one person, one group, or one of anything that can save us. I mean, it's all us together, because once we're all together, you know, we are the voice and we are the power. Like, these people, this establishment has no power. The only reason why it has power is because we fell into their game. You know, their game is simple: division, distraction, and indoctrination. Stay away from that stuff, and you know, make yourself a lot of friends. This is how the world used to be, and we have to recreate the social world. That's what they don't like. So if we start fighting among each other, I mean, that's exactly what they like. So don't waste your time. Try to convince people. Move on to the next person who has an open mind. We have millions of people that are waiting for you and your information out there. So these are the ones that count. So do not get depressed. Depression is another part of the game, and we don't want to fall into this. So that's pretty well, you know, all I could say. And everyone out there has something to give. Everyone is, there's nobody who's smarter, who has more power than anybody else. The only time that we do have power is when we stick together. It's the combination of all skills and knowledge. And that's how we create our army, you know.
Exactly.
That's pretty well all I got to say. And I hope that, you know, Mr. Peter gets it together. And if anybody wants to attack me, I'm perfectly fine. I can defend myself very easily. So, but I wish everybody a good day, and keep your eyes open and get that information moving.
Most definitely. Before I let you go, Carl, if you'd like to give your sites a plug before we kind of end the show, now is the time to do so. I'm going to hand the mic to you. Let people know where they can find you on social media.
All right. So my little media thing is very small, because I certainly don't concentrate on trying to gather a lot of people following me. But the information, what I do is basically inform and connect people with reliable sources of information and, reliable. Everything that I do is, you know, I don't pass just anything. So it's for the open-minded people. And that's what I like to do, is connect people. I inform and connect. That's basically what I do. You know, that has nothing to do with me. And I try to bring as much information as I possibly can. And that's pretty well the best I can do. I have a page on Facebook, Black Sheep Truth Media. And I do have a YouTube channel, which wasn't very busy, but it's going to get a little busier here in the next little while. And everything I do it for you guys. I mean, like I said, I'm a public society owned by the Canadian people. I am not registered. I'm basically just doing my duty. And, you know, for those who like information, well, I mean, please come down and check it out. And that's where I am, and that's what I'm doing, you know.
Breaking news, the rioting has already started in Toronto. So, Patriots, you know, gather your forces.
That's right.
And stop this aspect before it correlates like it has in the United States. I believe in the Patriots. You guys are strong. You have great fan bases. You have great support. Now is the time to put our disagreements aside and fight as one, and keep unifying Canada. Keep Canada strong. Keep Canada, Canada. So,
yes.
With that being said, you know, the atrocity has already started in Toronto with the riots. Let's stop it before it gets even further. Let's keep Canada pure. Let's keep Canada beautiful. You know, thank you for coming on today's show, Carl. I called you from an encrypted line, so, brother, I appreciate it. You're gonna have to be the one that hangs up, but just to let you know, the link that I shared with you will never go away. I archive my links. The links will be there 10 years from now. You can listen to the show anytime you want. I will also send you the FM transmitter link. Thank you for coming on the show. I know it was hard for you to do, brother, but I respect
you. Yeah, that's fun.
God bless you, brother.
I'd like to add a little something. If anyone has any information, whether it's from the States or whether it's from Canada, you can send it to me on Black Sheep Truth Media. It's going to be a pleasure for me to pass it out there, because that's what I do. And, you know, I want to thank everyone out there who are putting in their grain of sand. That's what it's all about. And thanks to your show for having me on. And hopefully we can bring some positive out of this.
I hope so too, man. That's all I tried to do with Canada from the beginning. That's why I joined the fight. That's why I will back any patriot. With that being said, God bless you, brother. I appreciate you coming on. Take care.
Yeah, God bless you and everybody else who's listening. Right. You guys take care.
All right, bye-bye, brother.
Bye-bye.
Heal me.